AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Podcast with William Hill. We've got a superb day of action coming up on Saturday. Some great stuff at Cheltenham and at Doncaster. AP makes the journey up to Doncaster, but we're going to focus at least on the Cheltenham card. We're going to look at the big race at Doncaster as well in just a moment. But first things first. Good morning, AP. How are you?
Good, thanks, Alex.
Good. As I said, fantastic action at both Cheltenham and Doncaster. We are going to focus on Cheltenham as it is sort of trials day, but it really is great when you get a Saturday like this, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of top jump races today. Obviously, a few good horses running at both Cheltenham and at Doncaster. But obviously, Cheltenham is trials day, as it's known, and rightly so, the focus should be on that.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll dive into the action with the 12:40. It's the first race we're going to look at. It's a Triumph Hurdle Trial. 2 miles and 1 furlong the trip for this one, AP. And a short price favourite in Peace & Co for Nicky Henderson and Barry Geraghty, who hasn't done a great deal wrong to date. But coming up against him are some other nice enough types. Which way do you see this one going?
Yeah, look, Peace & Co was very impressive when he won at Doncaster in his first run in this country. He beat a horse of Don McKeon's Stargic that won very well when he won. But Peace & Co absolutely bowled at him when he won, and they say it was good for him. And I think he's rightly the price he is. Of the others, Karazak kept a very good standard. He was second to Old Garrett Newbury, he was second to Harrogham at Cheltenham. He was a little bit disappointed, I thought, last time at Chepstow in the finale hurdle there. And of the others, then Nicky Henderson's other runner, Biovic, has got good form, won at Kempton Sandown. Ebrus Daru of Paul Nichols has won at Ongarn and was second on his other run in France. Dan Skelton's horse, Zareb, won well at Newbury, but the second horse, Jeringo, that I was second on, actually has let the form down a little bit. He got beat at Musselburgh since. Look, it's very hard to get away from Peace & Co. If he's all he's cracked up to be, then he's probably going to win.
Okay, so Peace & Co. hard to get away from in the 12:40. Next up is the 1:15. It is a novice's handicap chase. 2 miles and 5 furlongs the trip for this one. And a really open field to this AP. Stella Notion heads affairs at 3-1 at the time of recording, but a race where you could definitely give a chance to the majority of the field.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought Stella Notion won well enough at Kempton the last time. He won the time before at Leicester. It was pretty impressive. But I liked the way he won at Kempton last time. I thought he was definitely a progressive horse. He's a little bit higher in the handicap. He's gone up £8 for that. But yeah, I think he's the one that we should start with and probably concentrate most on. Of the others, Ned Stark ran okay at Cheltenham last time behind Pratitic. Champion West was probably a little bit out of his depth. Before that, he won at Newbury, he beat Kind to Waste, and before that he won at Hundingham, which was okay for him as well. A few of the others, Horatio Hornblower of Nick Williams, he won quite well last time at Toaster when he won, but this is again a step up in a more competitive race. Black River of Calls obviously was third the last time he ran. And probably has to improve a little bit on his run at Wincanton behind Filbert and Tango Di Giuli. Before that, he won at Taunton and beat Irish Cavalier. I liked Stellar Notion. I thought he was a progressive horse when he won. I thought he looked a progressive horse when he won last time at Kempton. if I was to pick one other one just at a bigger price that might trouble them, I thought maybe Generous Ransom. I thought he ran very well behind Stellar Notion at Kempton. But I'm going to go for Stellar Notion, but maybe keep Generous Ransom on your side.
Okay, but Stellar Notion, the pick there in that one. Next up is the 150. It is a Grade 2 chase over 3 miles, 1.5 furlongs, and a superb race, this AP. We've got some real old favourites in there. Dean Ast, Many Clouds, Smad Place, The Giant Bolster, Black Thunder and Theatre Guide, the six that go to post. You wouldn't mind owning any of these, AP. It's a really nice race.
Yeah, definitely. The Giant Bolster won it last year. David, he's done well out in the past. I think he's won at Trials Day 3 times in the past, so he's got a pretty good record at this meeting, the Giant Bolster. Look, Dynast is obviously, I think, probably the fastest horse in the race. It's just about whether he's going to stay this 3 mile, 1.5 furlongs is a question, really. He ran very well on his 2 starts this year at Haydock and at Kempton. Many Clouds was a very good winner of the Hennessy. He stayed on real well. Smad Place was behind him that day. He's got a little bit behind with Many Clouds. I purely on the basis that I think he could be the better horse there than Dynast. I think Many Clouds is going to take a bit of beat. I'm just a little bit conscious about Dynast really staying. So for that reason, I'm going to go for Many Clouds.
Okay, Many Clouds then in the 150. Next up is the 225. It's a Grade 3 handicap chase. 2 miles and 5 furlongs the trip for this one. Maybe not the strongest race on the card this AP, but nevertheless pretty competitive. We've got some, a lot of horses here that have sort of been there and done that. But which one do you think can come out on top today?
Yeah, it is a race that's going to be hard to find the winner of. Anna Cotty, I suppose, might be one that is... He's slowly dropping down the weights a little bit. Was a bit disappointing last time behind Many Clouds in the Hennessy. Before that, he had at Kempton behind Theatre Guide. So Anna Cotting might be one on Easter Day. I see he's running here now. Paul's horse was third on his last run and in Newbury behind Tinker Time, which is an okay form. A horse that I thought would have done better by now is Easter Meteor, Game of Pipes. He's been a little bit disappointing. Thought he'd run and get a bit of form by now, but he's been at this point too. Little John of Nice and Twist Davis, he's sort of fell or ducked out, if you like, at Cheltenham last time behind Petite Dig. So on target, won at Cheltenham, beat Astrocat, Corinne the Dancer. That wasn't a bad run, pretty solid form, and for that reason, I'm going to go for So on Target.
Okay, So on Target, the pick then. In the 225. Next up is the 3 o'clock. It is a novice's hurdle, the Neptune Trial, a Grade 2 event, 2 miles, 4.5 furlongs the trip here. And we've got quite a short price favourite here, AP, in Value at Risk for the Skelton team. But coming up against a number of informed types, the likes of Stiletto and Some Buckle, Vago Collonge, Present View. It may be a race where you don't want to take a massively short price, but again, so, some pretty nice types going down to post.
Yeah, there is, but I was very impressed with Value at Risk at Newbury. They went a decent gallop and rear testing ground, and he really excelled. I was really impressed with his performance. He seemed to looked a real progressive horse. Had some good bumper form. He started to see and sail and Silver Concord at Punchdown. I think Value at Risk is a very, very worthy favourite. As you said, a few of the others, Stiletto won well at Chepstow when he won, beat Robbie Rabbit. It's only okay form. I think he needs to improve again. Some Buckle was a little bit disappointing, I think, when he got beat last time at Doncaster by Gingerburn. Before that, he won well at Suttle. Present View, obviously, was a decent chaser, won at the Cheltenham Festival over fences, and ran okay his last couple of runs, which have been over hurdles, both at Cheltenham. But I think Value at Risk, I think he's a very smart horse, and I think Value at Risk will win.
Okay, value at risk, a confident pick then in the 3 o'clock. The 3:35 is up next. It's the Cleve Hurdle, a Grade 2 contest over 3 miles. Really good field as well for this one, AP. Safa de Roux is one that obviously is on a lot of people's lips. A lot of connections being made to big bucks, of course, reverting to hurdling. But won't have it all his own way here. And Tom Portu is a nice horse, as is Cole Harden. Rev de Sivilla is as hard as you you'll ever get. It does look to mainly concern those four, AP, but which way do you see it going?
Yeah, it does. It does concern those four. There's no doubt, purely on ratings. Rev de Sivilla seems to be a horse that loves Ascot. But saying that, he has won the Cleve Hurdle in the past. And, you know, so that the fact that he's come to Cheltenham is not a negative by any means. And his win at Ascot last time was very solid from Rev de Sivilla. On Tompa 2, ran okay when he was last seen at Punchestown in a big handicap there. Before that, he'd won at Ascot. You know, he's a horse that's not without a chance. Cool Harden obviously dropped back in trip last time and he finished behind Rock and Ruby. It was a good run over 2.5 miles. He'd definitely be better suited stepping back up on the trip. And Safa de Roy, as we said, comparison to the big bucks, he's no box by any means, and I don't think he'd ever be a big box. But I can see why they've reverted to hurdling. He's chasing exploits for a little bit of hit and miss, to say the least. He obviously conceded at Newbury and fell at Kempton on his last run, so I can see why they're coming back to hurdles. I can see why he's fancied purely on the basis of the form of what they've achieved most recently. I think Rev de Sivilla is probably a bit better value. I'm probably just going to go for Rev de Sivilla.
Okay, Rev de Sivilla, the pick in the Cleve Hurdle. And the final race at Cheltenham that we're going to look at is the 4:10. It's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong. Again, not the strongest race this AP. Some types in there, the likes of Del Arca, who's fairly consistent. Diamond King is sort of the interesting runner. You've got ones like Royal Irish Hussar, who we haven't seen for a while. And then some horses that have sort of been playing the trade on the flat, if you like, or in lower graded hurdles race. Certainly not an easy one to find the winner of it in the Lucky Last.
No, it's definitely not going to be an easy race to find the winner of. Del Arca has been a little bit disappointing, I think, on his run so far this year. He obviously started off over fences behind Pinnegree. Was a little bit disappointing in Ascot. I thought behind Rev de Sivilla. And again, it kept him behind T2. So Del Arca is got a little bit of a revival mission, if you ask me. Camby Bay was second last week at Haydock. It's coming soon enough. He was second to Azzo at Haydock last week, and you know, I think the run back is quick enough for him. Of other horses, you see, Royal Irish Hussar was a decent juvenile hurdler last year, but has sort of lost his way a little bit. His last couple of runs were obviously in those top novices. Juvenile novice hurdles last year at Punchestown in Cheltenham, and he was rightly found out. Of horses that have won on their last starts, I suppose Bow Lake won at Fumble, but he's 11 and this is a big step up from very, very difficult race to pick the winner of, to try and pick the winner of. If I was going to go for one, I'd probably just go for Diamond King of Donald McKean. Hasn't ran for a long time, but Donald's horses are always good and fit. The last time he run, he won well at Doncaster when he won. So I'm going to go for Diamond King.
Okay, Diamond King, the pick in the last at Cheltenham. We're just going to move quickly on to Doncaster then, AP. It'd be great to go through the whole card, but we just don't have the time today. We're going to focus on the big race. That is the Sky Bet Chase coming up at 3:15. A listed chase over 3 miles. And obviously, it is a very, very competitive affair. You get the leg up on If in Doubt for Philip Hobbs. Another race that's really, really open, and you can give a chance to many in this one, can't you?
Yeah, very much so. I'm right. If in Doubt, as you said, he had a little bit of an indifferent start over fences. He had seen me in his first run at Exeter. Then he was second at Weatherby, and he won pretty much a non-event last time at Catterick, but he did jump around, and that was the most important thing. I don't think he's particularly well handicapped. He's just basically running over fences off his hurdle mark, which he he got last year from being second a few times at places like Kempton and that. But hopefully he's got a very good chance when it looks an open race. Of the others, Philip Hobbs, his other horse, Royal Player, he won well when he won at Dunkirk at Musselburgh. And he won at Ludlow, he was impressive as well. So, you know, Philip Hobbs has definitely got a strong hand with those two runners. John Joe's horse, Lodge Legend, he won at Kempton just recently, just got up to win a short head. That was a pretty good win. Lots of others there that you'd have known from, you know, that have plenty of experience, like Sir Reynard of Venetius, was second in his last run at Chepstow, fairly solid horse. Murdermit of Alan King's was second the last time we saw him, an entry behind Sam Winner. God's Me Judge, Alan King's other horse, a former Scottish National winner, hasn't ran since running in Sandown at the end of last season. And a few of the others, Buck Mulligan, he's got a little chance as well. But look, I hope If in Doubt's capable of winning. It's a very open race, so I'm going to go for If in Doubt.
Okay, If in Doubt, the pick then, in the Skybet Chase from Doncaster. Great stuff, AP. Best of luck today at Doncaster. We'll be catching up with you tomorrow ahead of the Leopardstown card. Of course, you're over there to ride Jeski. But thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.